Grassroots, positive action from communities across Ireland. Galway Community Circus, Galway City.
Come on over here and sit down.
I've been doing unicycle and juggling and tightrope and aerial and the rope.
We'll have a slow race at the end.
I'm Fiacra Chute and I'm 8 and I'm a member of the Galway Community Circus.
Yeah? Faster.
I'd like to travel around the world and be a member of the circus.
Galway Community Circus is a youth-focused community circus. We teach young people circus skills such as acrobatics, juggling, unicycling. Also, we run some adult classes, and we've recently started a weekly parent and toddler circus group as well. I'm Ulla Hokkanen from Finland, and I'm the project manager of the Galway Community Circus. It started when a group of local people felt that there was a big need for circus arts training, especially for young people. And from there on, it's grown.
Usually we do this thing called rocket, which means that you're stomping your feet, and everybody's silent, and then you go, oh, and then you shout something like, I love circus.
I'm Matthew, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm a member of Galway Community Circus. Yeah, I really wish they had circuses in my school, because it's really fun and they should have it in school hours. And instead of homework, you should have to do circus, like doing cartwheels and front rolls in your back garden. I've met loads of friends here and they're all my best friends. I feel like I'm going to be in the circus when I'm older because I'm good at it and it's fun and I like it.
We're pretending to be actors and we're using words.
I've always wanted to join the circus. I've been pretty much obsessed with it since I was younger. I'm Blue Hanley, and I'm a senior member of Galway Community Circus. In classes, I specialise in stilt walking and trapeze. As a big traditional circus fan, I always think of trapeze as being the original kind of aerials. Aerial is basically an umbrella term for the circus arts that are all involved somewhere above the ground.
I got into circus just through evening classes, and it was the classic case of a hobby becomes an obsession and ends up being a career. I'm Hazel Crimmins and I'm the youth circus coordinator. It's an active course, so they've got physical improvements, health and fitness and coordination.
So here we are. We're going to start off. I want to go right back to basics.
I would consider circus skills very, very important. It's an opportunity to praise the young person that mightn't get praise in, say, soccer or academically. I'm Stephen McGinley. I'm a tutor, a performer. I'm the chair of the board of management here at Galway Community Circus. My speciality is juggling, but I also do lots of other skills. I do the tightrope. I teach the unicycle class here every week. In the long run, for sure, there's going to be demand for a circus school in Ireland, and we're in a good position to do that, to take it that way in the future.
I'm just going to tighten it up first.
My favourite part of being in the circus is doing aerials. It's fun, like, you get a rush, and it feels like flying. I'm Molly Dowling, I'm 14, and I'm part of Galway Community Circus. If you're not really into, like, physical stuff, there's juggling or clowning, or it's not all like acrobatics and aerials. It's, like, there's both.
Well, I really like doing the cocoon because it's great fun and you get good exercise. And you can go inside and do lots of tricks. I'm Ushin, I'm 7 3/4, and I'm a member of Galway Community Circus.
I told you about the cocoon thing. I'm in it right now, and I'm just about to do a trick.
It would be really fun to be a circus performer when I'm older, and if I get any money, I could give it for charity.
And I'm not really good at getting up, so could I have a little help?
it makes me really sad because there's no circus in school and it's really fun.
In Finland, circus arts is part of the school curriculum, which is something I think that we should aim for here in Ireland as well. The government has had to make some really drastic funding cuts, so we are in a position just like other organisations where we need to secure funding from alternative sources.
Hold on, let's try that again. Did you enjoy the class this week?
Whenever we do fundraisers or when we did the St Patrick's Day parade, we just had an amazing response for people that want to come together, work together and make things, and to me that's the definition of community.
Fáilte's Jock, Summerhill, County Meath.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, everyone.
We have people from many countries here tonight. So I'll start with myself. My name is Mary, and I live here in Summerhill.
I'm Sergio Márquez from Spain.
My name is Annalena, and I'm from Germany.
I'm Elise, I'm from France.
You improve your abilities and you speak with different people. You try to understand another culture. For me, it's very good. I'm Giuseppe Scaringi from Italy, and I'm a student here.
Hello, third age. Mary speaking.
I was in my local supermarket when I saw a young mother, and it was very evident that she wasn't Irish, and she was having great difficulty in reading the packages. I wondered what we could do to help that young mother, and we decided, let's invite our new communities into third age and teach conversational English. And that's when we started Fáilte's Jock. I'm Mary Nally. I'm CEO of third age, and I'm also founder of Fáilte's Jock.
Very welcome, I'm very, very, very welcome. You weren't here before.
I came here 6 years ago and my English was really poor, and I met Mary in the shop and she asked me, would I like to come here for English classes? It was just 6 students first evening and 6 or 7 teachers, and we just sit all around and start our conversation, and it was really nice. I'm Rima Pirkienė from Lithuania, and I'm a student of Fáilte's Jock. It really helps because I'm not afraid to communicate with people, because I can understand what they're saying for me and I can answer them, and it's really, really good.
Just let me see. You've a little English, is that right?
We realise that Ireland is multicultural, realise that Ireland has many different people from many different backgrounds. And in order to survive, we all need to get on and be a welcoming place for everyone involved. I'm Liam Carey, and I'm the Head of National Development for Fáilte's Jock.
What do you do?
I pack in boxes.
Pack boxes.
Yes.
This isn't English to get a qualification or to show that your grammar is 100%. This is English to help you go to the doctors. It's English to go to do the shopping, or it's English to help with engagement with your child's school.
When I came here, I can't read, I can't write, and I can't speak correctly. And 4 years later, after classes here, Mary invited me to join their team, and I'm delighted that I have this opportunity to work.
In 2008, we decided to launch nationally, and at this stage, we have 55 branches open around the country. We would have approximately 1,600 students and nearly 600 volunteers involved in the project.
I'm Maureen Gleeson, and I'm here volunteering in the third age for 6 years. My students tonight will be Anna, who is one girl, and Mimi is the girl from Hong Kong. I'm about 3 years now with Anna, and she's come on leaps and bounds, and we're actually friends now. We'd meet for coffee.
How are you?
When I came, my English was poor.
That's why I try to learn and get some more confidence and to have a different social life and to speak to my neighbors, to my friends. I'm Anna Filak and I am from Poland.
You make some shelves for the store.
I got the more confidence to open my own business and now I have my little beauty salon in Trim.
What would you do if you won the lotto?
Well, I'd take a holiday.
And would you leave here? Would you leave Ireland?
I love it. I look forward to coming out to it. We become friends.
And my parents would mean when we have...
It's the volunteers. They are the unsung heroes. They make it happen. And without the volunteers, we wouldn't have fought this job.
When I came here, my girl, she was just 2 years. And once she asked me, Mommy, can I call Mary, my Irish grandma? I'm saying, yes, you can if Mary lets you. She always smiling, very warm person, and she's really very good.
It's a win for the students, but the volunteers will tell us that they love it. They get a huge amount out of it. They get a real buzz from helping people in a skill that maybe some of them thought they'd never had. And we'd also like to think that the community is a much stronger place.
You too.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye.
Good night.
You too. See you next week.
Sing Out with Strings, Limerick City.
Performing in front of a real audience instead of just practicing is very nerve-wracking, really. If you go wrong, they're all going to notice you. When it does go correctly and we all play right, you get butterflies in your stomach saying, I did it, I did well. I'm Rebecca Kiley and I'm a member of the Sing Out with Strings Orchestra. I'm from Raheen out in Dordyle. I've enjoyed being a member of the Sing Out with Strings Orchestra because you get to learn and it's really fun and the teachers are really nice.
In 2008, I was approached to start a project with the Irish Chamber Orchestra to bring music into the culture of the school, and it was very much with Limerick regeneration in mind. I started off with 60 children in Galvone National School. We now have over 300 children in three schools across Limerick City. I'm Kathleen Turner. I'm the Education Officer for the Irish Chamber Orchestra and Manager of Sing Out with Strings. Sing Out with Strings doesn't operate in isolation. It's very much about feeding back into the community and playing a positive role in the wider community in Limerick City.
This has been a real opportunity for the community to celebrate together with their children and to be proud. I'm Mary Blenner Hassett, Principal of South Hill Junior School. This is a community that has been riddled with difficulties and is noted for difficulties in relation to antisocial behaviour.
I'm Tyrone McGuan and I'm a member of Sing Out with Strings. I just like to write my own music. I have a few instruments at home and I like singing. I play guitar and I play piano.
I think that's the best you've ever sang it.
One of the fantastic things about music is seeing how it can benefit other parts of the curriculum and help build really useful life skills. And then on top of that, the lovely joy that comes with playing and creating new music.
We have a real laugh doing it, but it's also always building in their ability to listen and respond. And mine too, keeps me on my toes.
Everybody should have the right to learn music. I'm Gillian Mott and I'm a violin teacher at Galvone National School. The benefits are that the posture improves, concentration improves so much. It's amazing to see the kids, even after just a year, even after just a month, learning the violin.
Well, we've been doing violin with Gillian, songwriting with Kathleen and Tony. Kathleen usually brings her guitar or ukulele and we always make songs with her, and Tony, that's why we make songs with him, and Gillian just teaches us violin. And every year with the ICO, they come and they help us with the songs we've written with Kathleen and Tony, and we put on a big song at the end of the year.
Very important that you're there at 6:45 because we'll need to tune up, get ready, and at 7 we're going in to play, okay?
I've been playing it since 3rd class, since I came into the school. I'm in 6th class now. I think playing the violin or being a musician when I'm older will be a great occupation. We've played out in the UL, we've played in Mary I, we've played in loads of different places really. We were practising for the UL concert that's on tonight. We're playing Waving Flag and we're doing the private concert for the mayor. My mum is very proud of me. She's really happy with me.
One of the best things about being a manager of this project is the chance to work with children in Limerick and to see how packed full of potential they are, and also getting a chance to shine a light on the really brilliant people that are here in Limerick City.
We've had occasions when we performed and the sense of pride, the spirit was palpable. It was absolutely a superb experience, and it's lovely to uplift the community like that.
We've made a real commitment to Limerick City. We need to keep that going, and we need to honour that commitment, and we need to honour the skills that we have built with the children and with their parents and with these schools. And so not having funding is not an option. We will find it and we will keep it coming.
Being part of the Sing Out With Strings is just like giving me a better opportunity because I have more options to do. I could be musicians, I could be anything really with the violin that involves music.
Kildare Writers' Circle, Newbridge, County Kildare.
Tonight is Culture Night across all of Ireland. Now, I would like to take our next year readers, and I'd like to welcome up Niall Leonard and Maura Connolly.
This is a little piece that I got inspiration from a documentary I watched.
About 3 years ago, my business went into liquidation. One of the first victims of the crash. So I found myself with time in my hands and I was determined to turn the time into something positive and not to sit at home and watch telly. I'm Niall Leonard and I'm a member of the Kildare Writers' Circle. As far as I can remember, I've been a reader and I've always wanted to write. Circle really is a group of people that support each other in their love of writing and reading.
This year we took part in Culture Night. We wanted to do something ourselves, so we thought, let's have a reading of our original writing. I'm Brenda Drum. I'm the coordinator of Kildare Writers' Circle in Newbridge in County Kildare.
And it's inspired by my journey with the rare form of cancer that I discovered.
In recent years, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I found writing to be very healing for me because I've been able to put an awful lot of stuff down on paper, and I have journals right up to the diagnosis, what I was feeling.
Piece from our young adult writing group, Emma Tobin, and Emma is 15 years of age.
I was very annoyed about not getting into the adult group, and I said, why don't we set up one for teenagers? Members of our teen team took part in Culture Night. There was a sense of just complete wonder in the air, because everybody was just, it was their best pieces, it meant everything to them.
Too loud the silence, stretch on and on. And for a moment I missed how quiet my life used to be.
I read out a piece called Monster. It's about this girl who's abused by this guy and she's in the hospital afterwards. He kind of just beat her up and stuff, and then she goes back to him and he turns her into this kind of monster.
I kept forgetting that I was stronger than these people.
If you write something and nobody reads it, did you even really write it? It doesn't mean anything. But when you share it with people, it suddenly means something. It's out there.
Some special people I want to thank, the families, the spouses, the kids who let us spend 2 million lives.
Hi.
Hello.
Were you pleased with your reading?
I started off...
About 2 years ago, I signed up for a creative writing class, and at the end of the 6 months, the facilitator turned to me and said, this group has to stay together, it's really good, there's a lot of friendships after building up. So we've been meeting as the Kildare Writers' Circle for about 2 years now. So just to get you back into the swing of things, would you write between 5 and 10 lines on autumn or... We meet once a month for 2 hours in Newbridge Library. We have a little warm-up exercise. It could be something to do with grammar. It could be write 10 lines on a particular topic. We'd always take the time to listen back to what everyone has written. It's been life-changing. In the last 2 years, we've become regular contributors to KFM, the local radio station. We've done 2 audio anthologies now.
Oh, God, it's impossible to describe Brenda. She does kind of drag us up by our bootstraps and make us believe in herself simply because of her own self-belief.
Writing is very solitary. It's always good, I think, to have a support group.
On a silent count of 3, we lifted an awkward, unrehearsed movement and hoisted the payload casket onto our waiting shoulders.
Reading is a big part of writing. You have to learn how to read. The first time I came here and I was asked to read out something in front of a group, it sounds rather stupid. I'm a grown man. Why can't I stand up and speak in public? And I'm well used to it. But when it's something you've wrote, it's completely different. I found from day one, when I first read out a piece, I put my head to the table and took one breath. And it's like trying to swim the length of a pool without breathing. You just want to get to the end, and we've all done it.
Very good.
That's brilliant.
Now I've learned to swim and pause for breath.
Hello. How are things?
I am Jason Conroy. I live in Kildare. I'm 16 years old. Last week was my first time. I was a bit nervous at first, but there's a very nice group ethic. It's been very accepting, very inclusive. It was great.
I don't know. Does anybody want to read out what they've written?
Autumn leaves falling, red, orange, brown, the brisk rustling sound.
I'm Roisin Nolan and I'm 15 from Newbridge. I think when you're writing, you can express your feelings without having to talk to anyone. It's just a way of escapism. And when you're in writing scene, it's just all the ideas are bouncing off each other and you just get more confidence talking to other writers and their determination reflects on you as well.
I think the subject last week was loss. And some of the stuff that came out, I don't know where some of the people's imaginations come from or where they're going, but fantastic stuff.
I love the 2 hours every Saturday morning. I absolutely love the 2 hours where I get to park being a mother, being a wife, being a colleague, being an employee, being in the rat race, and I just get to be Brenda, the writer.
And I'll see you in the next class. Thanks,
Mary.
Thank you.
Okay, well done.